the snake on my back. I keep a red bone on my side. Thank you.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. Okay. We got strange things going on already this morning. Don't know what happened, but it appears we're good now. Okay, so good morning. Welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Tuesday, November 10th, 2020 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. It is, it's pretty crazy, isn't it? Pretty crazy. Real quick, so yesterday was a rebroadcast. Yesterday was not live. Monday, November 9th, was not live. But I thought it was really nice, and I still haven't published my deal. I posted a couple other things, but haven't published the deal that that I wrote on election day. I just, I don't know. I keep sort of rearranging things a little bit. I need to quit doing that and just publish it. I'll get that done today. Just a shade under a week, right? Need to hurry up and get that done because everything is happening. I mean, it's crazy. So it was really nice of the virus to take a break, while we watched to see who Dominion Voting Systems elected. That was nice. The virus took a break, and so did people shooting each other. Apparently that's back, wife shoots child there. Fox has a bunch of shootings on today. I can't even keep track of all of them. Wife shoots husband. Husband dies of coronavirus, I think. Anyway, whatever. But it was nice of the virus to take a break while, the New York Times and Dominion Voting Systems decided who the next president will be. That was nice. And in my piece, by the way, that I need to hurry up and publish, I include a section about Dominion Voting Systems. And if you go to Premier Election Solutions, maybe I'll read some of this. It's just crazy. It reads like a mobster's rap sheet, Premier Election Solutions, formerly Diebold Election Systems, Inc., or DESI, which has been laundered several times through restructuring, name changes, mergers, acquisitions, etc. But I thought it was interesting. The one thing that I haven't seen, I keep seeing all of this stuff that I wrote about popping up, and people will read this and think, oh, you wrote this after the fact. I got to hurry up and publish it. But, yesterday was September 8, 2020 rebroadcast. So, thank you. The one thing that I haven't heard yet, there's talk of Dominion Voting Systems again. It's interesting how there are so many interesting optics about the election hijinks, and the conversation only gets so far, or so high up the food chain, if you will. But the one thing that I haven't heard as far as Dominion Voting Systems is concerned is that the initials are DVS. Devious. I think that's a curious acronym. And, speaking of these systems, just real quick, isn't it fascinating that, with all of the, we've had a long and storied history of election hijinks over in my entire lifetime. I talk about Dick Gregory's story from the 1968 presidential election, getting 9 million, votes. He was polling that he was getting 9 million votes in Pennsylvania, which is more than both Joe Biden and Donald Trump got in Pennsylvania in this election combined. So, and that was the computers that were telling us who we voted for back then. That was the News Election Service, NES, at the time. Same organization that keeps getting rebranded, kind of like Diebold slash Premier/ESNS/Dominion/... But I think it's real curious. You know, we have this issue that's always an issue, you know, between this software that is supposed to coincide with the what is now the National Election Pool. National Election Pool says, here's what the numbers are, and the whoever's running the GEMS system, for example, says, oh, okay, so we gotta, yeah, let's plug this in. And I think they're experimenting with AI these days, letting AI run the, you know, here, game the system in these battleground states, and you know, let's make it look real, folks. Somewhere around 51-49, like Clint Curtis said in his testimony before the Conyers committee, right? Wasn't it Conyers voting for him? But I find it interesting. Don't you find it interesting? I thought it was nice the virus took a break. Now the virus is back. It was nice of the World Economic Forum to wait also while Dominion and the New York Times decided who was going to be the next president. And now they are back. Yesterday they published a World Economic Forum published a YouTube video, Framework for Financing a Whole of Economy Transition. I wonder what they mean by whole of economy. Achieving a net zero economy. A net zero economy requires a whole economy transition. A net zero economy. So that's fun. And they got all the cool symbolism in that video. I mean, it's all in there. They got the, you know, World Economic Forum, obviously. It's the Green Horizon Summit. They got the two pillars in the background. And City of London there with the coat of arms, you know, which is the reemergence of the Roman Empire. The two pillars and all the Masonic garb and stuff there. That's a lot of fun. It was nice of them to wait until we had elections. But I think it's real interesting, you know, that we have this issue and we've had it perpetually. Like, we've had this persistent problem for decades now with software that may have glitches. And, well, you know, and that's another thing. You know, there are problems with the election, except where there are not. And, gosh, man, what the heck is, you know, problems, no problems. There are problems except that there aren't, and where there aren't, and, you know, all that kind of ridiculous nonsense. However, there is that Seattle Times article, Oregon elections director fired after he details problems, kind of like Mark Esper. You know, Mark Esper got fired by tweet, right? And Oregon's elections director was abruptly fired in a text message by the Secretary of State after he pointed out serious issues with the state's aging vulnerable technology for running elections. Elections director Stephen Trout learned in a text message Thursday night, as his department and county elections officials were still counting votes from the Friday, November 3rd election, that he was out. This person, Bev Clarno, sounds like a real jewel. On Friday, Secretary of State Bev Clarno, a Republican appointed to the position by Democratic Governor Kate Brown, who's also a peach in my opinion, announced to county clerks and other elections officials in Oregon's 36 counties that, quote, today is also Steve Trout's last day with the agency. Election officials in the state were stunned. Steve Druckenmiller, the veteran Linn County clerk, said Clarno's action was dangerous and so ignorant, quote unquote. We are still in the election process right now. We are reconciling. We're dealing with problems right now as far as your signatures and communicating with voters who didn't sign the ballots, Druckenmiller said, we're going to have to do recounts, all of these things. She doesn't understand elections. Well, this wasn't about elections, Steve, so, you know. Klarna spokeswoman Andrea Schiappella said Trout was, quote, a knowledgeable advocate for the democratic process on our team, end quote, and that he planned to leave on December 15 anyway. Deputy Director Michelle Tweed has been named acting elections director, Schiappella said. Trout said in an email to the Associated Press that although he had already planned to seek a new job, he didn't want to go this soon, right? He said that $5.7 million in federal virus relief allocations must be returned by December 31st because the legislature did not authorize it to be spent. Dan Morin, spokesman for Oregon House Speaker Tina Kotek, said those funds were restricted to addressing additional costs to election officials, election offices caused by the coronavirus and required a 20% state match. Schiappella said the funds could not have been used to replace the antiquated Oregon centralized voter registration system. And here's where it gets fun to my point about, you know, technology. Microsoft no longer supports the Windows Server 2008 system that it operates on. Trout and county election officials said there's also no multi-factor identification to protect it from hackers. To Druckenmiller, the most critical security issue is, quote, the vulnerability of running on software that is no longer even supported, end quote. I wouldn't do that on my home laptop, and multi-factor identification is a no-brainer, he said. Well, Steve, again, I don't think you understand the technology. Multi-factor is a Maginot line, as John Arquilla said all those years ago. A Maginot line that gives you the illusion of security. I guess, you know, for all of us plebes, it keeps us out. But, you know, for the bad guys who write back doors, not so much. I digress. The Secretary of State's office, the article goes on to read, was going to take bids, known as a request for proposal or RFP, in October for a new voter registration system, but Klarna paused it without consulting the county clerks or Trout, the ousted elections director said. Harney County Clerk Darren Dagg Robinson expressed frustration Monday. We went through a lot of work to develop an RFP and then to have the secretary pull the plug on that and then not even mention it to us, Robinson said. We were led to believe that there was going to be an RFP going out because there was some funding to help with it. And then nothing. I wonder why. So antiquated systems, software and hardware, they got everything in place to at least put out an RFP to replace this stuff before the election, just before the election, maybe, certainly after, and then it gets quashed by this appointed person. Stick around, we'll be right back.
In a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Let's just wrap this up. So, you know, the article points out the aging technology and the impetus to update it, you know, replace it, and an appointee, an interim appointee, Bev Clarno, essentially blocking those efforts and, you know, summarily dismissing those efforts of her own volition, apparently, and not consulting anyone else. So, it, you know, these kinds of things are interesting when we've had problems. And, you know, again, if you go to the Wikipedia page for Premier Election Solutions, maybe, well, here, I'll just give you some of the highlighted excerpts from my love letter to family and, you know, beyond, from the Premier Election Solutions Wikipedia page, formerly Diebold. Again, actually, maybe I'll wait till the next segment. You know, you read this stuff, and I'll save that. My, I'll do that in the next segment because it's longer. But my quandary is, you know, I find it quite remarkable that in the age of so much amazing open source software, and there really is some amazing open source software. You know, you go to GitHub and just poke around, you can find all kinds of cool stuff like keyloggers. I've talked about that. You know, you can install a keylogger. There's open source keylogger software you can find on GitHub. So you can, you know, if you put that in your I don't know, your mobile app that you build, or, you know, in a maybe like a web base, like a website project that you build, you can track people's keystrokes, and that's pretty cool. There's all kinds of cool stuff. I'm being facetious, obviously, but you can find those things on GitHub. But you look at somewhere like GitHub, and you can find all kinds of cool stuff. There are amazing libraries like Neo4j, I've talked about, is amazing. You know, we had the Panama Papers, and Daphne Caruana Galizia gave her life for that effort. And Neo4j was the library that allowed us to really kind of look into that intelligently and quickly. Facebook's Open Graph is pretty powerful stuff, and it's open source. AI libraries like Google's TensorFlow is pretty amazing. So, you know, I find it fascinating that with all of this amazing technology, we're supposed to believe that somehow election software and hardware is still left in the dark ages and maintained exclusively by shadowy organizations with questionable pasts and players. You mean to tell me Google, Facebook, Microsoft, NQTEL, DARPA, NSA, NRO, CIA, FBI, nobody? Organizations have no interest in U.S. elections and corresponding hardware software systems, let alone the American people. So this is not a matter. This is not a matter of utmost national security. Haven't we? I mean, hasn't that been something that's come out of these discussions? You know, Donald Trump saying, for 4 years now, and even before, the elections are rigged. Why aren't we taking better care? Why haven't we settled on some open source software that you can vet the code? Because remember, Clint Curtis told us the only way that you can tell if the software is being used to rig the election is to look at the source code. At a variety of levels, whether it's the polling stations or the vote counting, essentially. The tabulation software, if you will. And so you start looking into this stuff. I'll talk about that when we come back. Anyway, stick around. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite. A 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Xtendovite. Get the dependability of Xtendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Xtendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
First hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast is Tuesday, November 10th, 2020. So, you know, again, I find it curious that, you know, this voting systems, hardware and software, and the issues that we have each election season are not of paramount concern, not a national security concern. And again, it's fascinating to me. Google, Facebook, Microsoft, you know, Google wants to teach a computer how to play Go better than Lee Sedol, but not concerned about elections. Or I guess Eric Schmidt is, you know, has he been approved for his Cyprus citizenship, buying citizenship and passport so that he can gallivant around? I guess that's the thing to do, you know, you enter the Cyprus lottery and, you know, then you can travel freely and you don't have to worry about virus restrictions, right? But I find it absolutely fascinating. Nobody's concerned. We can't seem to write, you know, we can't crowdfund an open source election software. I bet we could get Clint Curtis to jump in on something like that pretty fast and throw that out on GitHub. And we could probably do it in a way that was as secure as anything around and that backed things up and it was completely transparent. Larry sent me an email, you know, what is it, The Voice or one of the shows can tabulate 150 million votes during a commercial or something like that. What was it? 15 million or whatever it was, you know, and we have paper ballots and all that stuff that I think are checks and balances we shouldn't lose. But the point is we ought to be able to create systems that circumvent this issue and somehow I don't know. There's just no concern. Then again, I guess Communist News Network, Faux News, Fox News, Nazi Patriot Radio, ABCIA at all haven't told us that, you know, we should be interested yet. So I guess, you know, maybe that's why we're not concerned yet. But again, if you go to the Wikipedia page for Premier Election Solutions, PES, here is a sample of what you will see. And this stuff has all been exposed. I mean, I include, I actually created a playlist of the two videos, black box voting videos that Bev Harris has on YouTube, the long version and short version. I just made a playlist for him and embedded those. And then Clint Curtis's testimony from Uncounted, a couple of documentaries that, oh yeah, those were made. John Conyers wrote a book, released a report in May 2005. I included information on that, What Went Wrong in Ohio, the Conyers Report on the 2004 presidential election. Dealt with voting irregularities, as they like to say, in the state of Ohio during the 2004 presidential election. And the evidence offered consisted of statistical anomalies or anomalies, whichever, and the differences between exit poll results and actual votes. And, you know, of course, again, that's what happens. And sometimes, you know, if you're not careful, if you haven't written your software well, then your software will give more votes to the preferred candidate than you have registered voters in precincts. And so, you know, then you have to go back and say it was a glitch and fudge the numbers other places. Anyway, some of the highlights from my article that I need to publish, I'll do that today, from the Premier Election Solutions Wikipedia page. The highlighted portions. In 2009, it was sold to competitor ES&S. In 2010, Dominion Voting Systems purchased the primary assets of Premier. At the time, ES&S spun off the company due to monopoly charges, do you think? Its systems were in 1,400 jurisdictions in 33 states and serving nearly 28 million people. Were those 28 million people in 33 states, battleground states, as they like to say? And so, you know, skipping down some sections, ES&S acquired Premier on September 3rd, 2009. Following the acquisition, the Department of Justice and 14 individual states launched investigations into the transaction on antitrust grounds. Skipping down, Dominion Voting Systems, which again, you know, the initials are the acronym DVS, 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 acquired Premier on May 19th, 2010, just, you know, less than a year later. We're extremely pleased, and this is a funny soundbite from John Poulos, who's come under some fire and scrutiny in subsequent years, including this year. But he was quoted as saying, "We are extremely pleased to conclude this transaction, which will restore much-needed competition," which I have highlighted, much-needed competition, "to the American voting systems market and will allow Dominion," and, you know, Dominion is a funny word considering what he said, "allow Dominion to expand its capabilities and operational footprint to every corner of the United States." So, Dominion. Establishing Dominion in, you know, to every corner of the United States. So much needed competition to every corner of the United States seems to be contradictory in my opinion. I don't know. Maybe John knows something I don't. So skipping down, Walden Odell, chief executive of Diebold, announced that he had been a top fundraiser for President George W. Bush and had sent a get out the funds letter to Ohio Republicans. In the letter, he says he is, quote, committed to helping Ohio deliver its electoral votes to the president next year, end quote. Although he clarified his statement as merely a poor choice of words, critics interpreted this as, at minimum, an indication of a conflict of interest, at worst, implying a risk to the fair counting of ballots. Yeah. You know, and speaking of the counting of the fair counting of ballots, I thought it was interesting. I keep seeing the Stalin quote floating around. Even Snopes knows. Did Joseph Stalin say it's not who votes that counts, it's who counts the votes? It's who counts the votes. And I included the quotes that they include of Anastasio Somoza, Nicaraguan dictator, quoted by the London Guardian in 1977, saying, "Indeed, you won the elections, but I won the count." And it's also interesting, in my humble opinion, to note, you know, having done the research on Bernays that I have, the Somoza family, if you go to the Wikipedia page for Bernays, let me see if it's still there. I think I actually included that in my article. Yeah, Edward Bernays is considered the father of public relations and by some the father of 20th century culture. I think I mentioned that. I did. I read this section last week. You know, Bernays was reported to have turned down the Nazis, Nicaragua under the Somoza family, Francisco Franco and Richard Nixon as clients. Anyway, the Order of the Death said, you know, the Skull and Bones dual contingent said, don't work for Nixon because, you know, he's going to get the boot pretty quick. So we got the plumbers coming. So they're going to, anyway. But even Snopes has the the quote by Joseph Stalin. "I consider it completely unimportant who in the party will vote or how. But what is extraordinarily important is this: who will count the votes and how." So, you know, some considered Walden Odell's statement a conflict of interest, or at worst implying a risk to the fair counting of ballots. So you skip ahead. Odell resigned his post of chairman and chief executive. He said he was going to keep a lower profile and then, you know, resigned his post December 12, 2005, following reports that the company was facing securities fraud litigation surrounding charges of insider trading. So like I said, mobster's rap sheet. And continuing, Science Applications International Corporations, Corporation SAIC, performed. There were, you know, security. This is the section titled Security and Concealment Issues. Avi Rubin over at Johns Hopkins did some work and said that the voting system is far below even the most minimal security standards applicable in other contexts. SAIC ran some tests and came to a similar conclusion. Their conclusion was the system as implemented in policy, procedure, and technology is at high risk for compromise. And I just need to I'll just highlight the whole thing here. That should be highlighted. Actually, highlighting a section while I'm reading this. So, continuing, Bev Harris hired Finnish computer expert Harry Hursti. He ran some tests also. And although the machines are supposed to record changes, he said that by replacing the memory card that stores voting results with one that had been tampered with, you can rig the election, basically. And although the machines are supposed to record changes to data stored in the system, they showed no record of tampering. Isn't that fun? And so, and just to, you know, continuing, modified cards used in vote in a voting machine during the election can indeed modify the election results from that machine in a number of ways. The fact that the results are incorrect cannot be detected except by a recount of the original paper ballots, or, you know, again, looking at the source code to see how it is fudging the numbers. And so Hursty noted that he needed no passwords, no cryptographic keys, and no access to any other part of the voting system, including the GEMS election management server. So you can basically, you can, you know, fudge at every level, whether it's, you know, at the individual precinct level, all the way up to the tabulation level, so to speak. And finally, so a new vulnerability this time with the TSX DRE machines was reported in May 2006. According to Professor Rubin, the machines are, quote, much, much easier to attack than anything we've previously said. On a scale of 1 to 10, if the problems we found before were a 6, this is a 10. It's a totally different ballgame. According to Rubin, the system is intentionally designed so that anyone with access can update the machine software without a passcode or other security protocol. And that way you maintain plausible deniability, right? Who did it? I don't know. Anybody can access it. Who had, oh, there are no passwords? Okay, so we don't have to ask who had. So, you know, it's that easy. And so these are the antiquated systems that persist in many cases. And, you know, there are other sections I didn't even include. There's just so much, you know, leaked memos, Stephen Heller, whistleblower, Diebold and Kenneth Blackwell's conflict of interest. Like I said, it reads like a mobster's rap sheet. And this is the predominating system that we still have, this legacy platform that is, I mean, it's, well, Rubin summed it up. The system is intentionally designed so that anyone with access can update the machine software without a passcode. It's intentionally designed this way. And it persists. Why? When we have all of these problems and glitches, like we've heard about in the, you know, over the course of the past week, there are no concerns. It's just glitches. Right. We're going to replace this stuff. What? No. No, we got to quash that. Let's quash the initiative to replace all of this hardware and software, at least in places like Oregon. It's just astounding to me. Absolutely astounding. But again, the establishment mouthpiece hasn't told people to be concerned. Now we're back to the virus. The virus is off from, you know, back from vacation, back from hiatus, while the GEMS system and New York Times were telling us who. And that was also interesting. There was so much finger pointing. I think it was Fox or CNN that reported, Associated Press said, there's all of this finger pointing. It was crazy. You know, Fox or CNN said, Associated Press reports that Joe Biden is a projected winner. And again, all of that is, you know, no states have gone through the process to certify the popular vote, to tell the electors of each state who's who. And, you know, what if there are faithless electors? The Transition Integrity Project thinks we might have some faithless electors. And, you know, the courts are going to have some fun and stuff. But I just thought it was interesting, you know. Associated Press. So Fox or CNN says Associated Press. Associated Press says New York Times. Everybody's blaming each other. New York Times got kind of hung with it, saying that it was their job to call the election. Oh, wait, not quite. Crazy stuff. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure. have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Back. Final segment of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Tuesday, November 10th, 2020. Another fun thing that I was wondering, you know, has you know, some people speculated one of the best parts about this election season was that people were going to learn more about their government and the way that presidents in particular are elected than at any other time in American history, but I don't think that held up. I wonder if people actually go read the Constitution at all. Mark Levin did a good show, I think, this past weekend with Ken Starr and Hans von Spakovsky, who was a guy that I included in my article, and he's popping up all over the place, which is also interesting. He's been pretty outspoken about over the, you know, in recent years, I would say since I think about 2012 or 13 at least, and has written some interesting books and articles and stuff. Maybe we'll play some of that in the next segment. But you know, he's one of the guys that sort of tells us how this process works, and I wonder if Americans have read, you know, for example, Article 2, Section 1 of the Constitution. It would be fascinating, you know, the juxtaposition of that and today's so-called democratic process. You know, we have to safeguard our democracy. What democracy exactly? You mean John D. Francis Bacon, Manly P. Hall, the Fabian socialists, they're the democracy that they all talked about? because I don't find democracy in this document. That's funny. I don't find that in there. But Article 1, Section 2, you know, for example, the House of Representatives shall immediately choose by ballot one of the candidates for president. If no person have a majority, then from the five highest on the list, the said House shall in like manner choose the president. Wait a minute, the five highest on the list? No. Dominion voting system says we don't have, there isn't room for five. We have two boxes. You can have two boxes. So two candidates. Sort of I'm being facetious, you know, allusion to Quigley, you know, and the window dressing of voting the rascals out every 4 years while the administrative procedure behind the scenes, the mechanics of that doesn't change. And my favorite quote, of course, is John Adams talking about how that is not a good thing, you know. The way that he put it, that was that concept of two candidates. He said, there's nothing which I dread so much as a division of the Republic into two great parties, each arranged under its leader and concerning measures in opposition to each other. This, in my humble apprehension, is to be dreaded as the greatest political evil under our Constitution. Even the Constitution itself, Article 1, Section 2, mentions the five highest on the list. The five highest. That was what was supposed to be happening in their minds. There was going to be a vigorous debate and election process. Not two guys, both candidates the establishment likes. Stick around, second hour coming up. We'll be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.